Tonight we're going to be talking about being secure in our salvation. Saved, saved, saved. My sins are all forgiven. Christ is mine. I'm on my way to heaven. Does it get better than that? How about this? Secure in knowledge. Knowledge. Knowledge of our great Savior. Knowledge of the Spirit of the living God in our lives. And then secure in our relationship with Christ. My anchor holds. Rock of ages. Cleft for me. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So take your Bibles, if you would. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. And I'm just excited how God works in these ways. I hope you are too. Is anybody under the impression that God wants to speak to us? Amen. Well, if you found your place, please stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you would, please. Matthew chapter 7, we're going to begin in verse 13. I'll read out loud. You follow along silently in your Bibles there. I'm going to read from verse 13 through verse 29. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth it unto life. And few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. So, to be secure simply means to be free from fear, or to be free from apprehension, not alarmed, not disturbed by fear, confident, certain, safe. That's what secure means, right? I mean, how many of you like to be secure? And you like to feel secure, right? Absolutely, yeah, we all like that. It gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling, right? When you're all secure, right? That's what we're looking for. I mean, sometimes security is in a sound, right? Bleep, bleep. No, you just hit the little button and your car goes blink, blink, and beeps a little bit, and it's locked. You know it's secure, right? For me, security is in this sound. That's the most recognizable sound in all the world, I think. I love that sound. It just makes me feel warm and fuzzy, unless I'm the one that doesn't have it. Then I'm not very warm and fuzzy about that. No, but we like to be secure, right? We have surveillance systems, cameras, alarm companies, locks, you know, padlocks, different types of things, right? That provides security in our physical lives. But to be one that is secure brings a confidence and a boldness. Now, I did, as I was reading and studying through this thing of being secure, at times, security can bring apathy. You know, you get careless because you think everything's okay. You got to watch out for that. So, yes, we can have some confidence, and yes, we can have some feel-good moments about being secure, but don't let your guard down. You understand? You can be secure and still have a heightened sense of maintaining these things to stay secure. You understand? So, for instance, as we talk about secure in our salvation, listen, you need to know that you know that you know you're going to heaven. And guess what? You can. You can know. It's not a, well, maybe. It's not a, well, we'll see. The balances are going to go like this, and I hope that it balances out in my favor. No, or well, I think I'm going to heaven. Or I'd like to go to heaven. No, see, you see, folks, it's not about that. It's about knowing for sure. He said, well, can anybody really know? Yes. Yes, they can. And yes, yes, God wants them to. You understand that the scriptures have been given so that we can know about salvation. You see, why would it say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If God doesn't want you to know about salvation. He does. He wants you to know for sure about salvation. Hey, why do you think this book was written? It was written to give us a record of God's salvation. That's why. You say, well, I thought it was written to give us a moral law to live by. No. It was given to provide us salvation. So we could know how to be redeemed. Because Adam did sin. And Adam did bring upon all of us this curse and this condemnation of sin. Hell. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. But that's a great time to love conjunctions. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not through Lighthouse Baptist Church. It's not through religion. It's not through being a good person. It's not through any kind of affiliation. It's not through any kind of family heritage. It's not through any kind of ethnicity. It is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And you see, that sureness, or that freedom from fear, or that freedom from being alarmed about hell and about the uncertainty of eternity, is given through Jesus Christ. Is given through salvation. And that security is provided so that we can be bold in our witness. Does not the Bible say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy? Hey, you're bought with a price. You're not your own. Jesus, if you're saved today, if you said, hey, I'm a sinner, I'm lost, I need help, I need a Savior, I know I can't save me, I know religion can't save me, I've got no other hope, I've got no other choice, I'm going to turn to Jesus, God's Son, who died on the cross, who rose again the third day, and who's ascended up into heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me, I'm going to trust Him for my salvation. Guess what? The Bible says, you're saved. You say, well, what about this? You're saved. Well, what about this? You're saved. Well, what about this? You're saved. And we can be secure, not because of who we are, but because of who He is. Because of His qualities, not ours. It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. He's the one that's provided salvation. So guess what? You can be secure in it. And that's why we can be secure in it, because it is of no merit of our own. It's all Him. Isn't that wonderful? Yes. And that gives us the... You say, well, you're just one of those arrogant preachers. Well, I may be. I'm human, and I'm capable of that, just like y'all are. But no, tonight, I'm not arrogant. I'm not boastful, but I am confident, not in me, or my abilities, or my merit, but in Jesus Christ, my Lord. You see, when I was 8.5 years old, someone asked me if I knew for sure I'd be going to heaven. If I knew Jesus as my Savior. I did not. I went to church. I believed it was all was true. I had a head knowledge of Jesus, but I had never accepted Christ as my Savior. But that day, I knelt down by my bed, and my parents led me to Christ. I prayed and I asked Jesus Christ to save me from my sin, to forgive me of my sin, come into my heart and become my Savior. You see, it's personal. And you say, well, haven't you done anything wrong since you were 8.5 years old? Yes. And I'm not telling you what it is, because we'd be here for a very long time. Because it doesn't matter what those things are. Because I'm not saving me. Jesus is saving me. You see, it's secure. You know what Job said? Hey, did Job go through a lot? Yeah, did he go through some storms? Did it seem like that maybe Job wasn't in God's favor? Maybe Job wasn't saved? You know, because all these bad things happened to him, and his three friends said, hey, Job, bad things happen to bad people. Good things happen to good people. God doesn't punish good people. God punishes bad people. I just summed up 40 chapters of the Bible for you right there. Isn't that what they said? For all that time? Yeah. And Job said, no, guys, you got it all wrong. He said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. How about that? How's that for being sure? Was he sure? Yes. Hey, when these bad things happened, what did he say? Came in this world naked, I'm returned naked, blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, hey, I'm not going to sin with my lips against God, who has done all this thing for me. He told his wife, he said, look, God gave us everything. He can take everything away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's all right. She said, yeah, why do you retain your integrity? Just curse God and die. He's like, no, I'm not going to. Because I'm sure of this. Was he a blessing to the people that were around him in his circumstance? Yes, he was. Did he stand for God? Yes, he did. Why? Because he was sure. He was sure. The Bible tells us of a young lady that had a very interesting experience in her life. All of a sudden, after living a pure and holy life, not knowing a man, she becomes pregnant. The miracle. But almost a curse at the same time, right? If you think about the community, the social problems, the difficulties, what everybody's saying behind her back. You mean Joseph, a good man, a righteous man, just willing to put her away because this thing has happened? The angel had to come talk to him. Hey, Joseph, don't do that. This is of God. You need to just hang on. It's going to be a wild ride. That's in the Greek, by the way. But what did Mary say? She said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud from the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Now, I'm going to take just a fraction of a moment. Does that sound like Mary, the mother of Jesus, is trusting in herself for salvation? And the good deeds that she has done? And the fact that she was chosen of the Lord to be the one, to be the vehicle for this miraculous thing? No. But yet a whole religion is built on it. Mm-hmm. Who is she secure in? Her son. She knew the truth. There are many more examples of people that were secure in their salvation. And you know what they went on to do? Great things. What does God want the Christian to be? Secure in their salvation. And go and do great things for the Lord. Hey, you ever heard of a guy named Peter? Yeah, he was secure in his salvation. Hey, you ever hear of a guy named Paul? Yeah, he was secure in his salvation. How about some of the other guys? You ever hear of them? Yes, because they were secure in their salvation. And they knew. They were confident. They were bold in their witness. And they were diligent about the work of the Lord. Because they knew that Jesus Christ was their Savior. Now, very quickly, I have like 2 minutes to cover two more points. So, one per point. Here we go. Thanks for the laughter. Your confidence in me is just grand. Now I'm going to have to do it. Okay. Secure in knowledge. Let me just make this easy. I don't know anything. God knows everything. Put it that way. Okay? Throw human reasoning out the window and trust God. That's it. It's pretty easy, actually. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Now, I've got about 7 different passages from the book of Proverbs that I could read to you. I'm not going to. You can read them on your own. I have some different passages throughout Psalms and throughout the Old Testament. I have about 6 or 7 passages through the New Testament. Now, talk about all the knowledge that I need comes from God.
and all the knowledge that I need for success in this life and security in this life comes from this book. That's it. We got to stop trusting in our own wisdom, in our own knowledge, in our own devices, and in the things of this world, and start trusting God. We've got to. Hey, can I tell you something? This book is not outdated. The morals in this book are not outdated. Nothing has surprised God. The promises in this book are not outdated. They're up to date. They're current. They're correct. And if something I think seems to go against it, then I'm wrong and he's right. There. You say, how can you be so defiant? How can you be so bold? How can you be so sure? Because it's his word. And isn't he trustable? Isn't he trustworthy? Isn't he able to be trusted and hoped in? And isn't that what faith is all about? How about this? Paul said, "But what things were gained to me? Those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Hey, let me tell you something. Paul was a smart man. Paul had years of education, secular education. He said, he says, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And here's what he says, that I may know him. Wow. If all you know is him, you know more than everybody else. Huh? Yeah. Then all the PhDs, the scholars, the Nobel Prize winners, the inventors, the scientists, you know more than all of them if you know him. Secure. Secure in our knowledge. He said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. You see, folks, we need to learn to be secure in our salvation, in our knowledge. And then number three, take your Bibles and turn to 1 John chapter 1. My minutes are longer than your minutes. My ways are longer than your ways, saith the Lord. Okay. That's in the Bible too somewhere. Secure in our relationships. There in John chapter 1, these 10 verses are so revealing. I don't really even need to go to the other passages of scripture we have to look at. But how about this? That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, the word of life. Does it sound like John is saying that I've got a relationship with Jesus? Hey, I've touched him. I've heard him. I've seen him. I've looked upon him. It says, for the life was manifested and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So there you go. Secure in our relationship. We need to be secure in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Paul said that I'm going to throw everything out the window that I may know him. Do you walk with him? Do you talk with him? Do you have a relationship with him? Hey, listen, I know you know his name. Does he know your name? Is it sweet minute of prayer or sweet hour of prayer? Do we confess our sins or do we just continue in our sin? Are we going to walk in the flesh or walk in the spirit? How is it going to be with us? Are we going to be like Jesus said in the book of John, abide in me and I in you? As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. We need to be sure in our relationship with Christ. And I'm not talking about salvation. That's the first one. And I'm not talking about your knowledge. I'm talking about your relationship. We need to be sure in these three areas. And let me tell you something. The more sure we are, the more we're going to do for him. It's just how it works. The closer we get to him, the more our light can shine through us. Or rather, his light can shine through us. And it can shine to this world. We need to be a sure Christian.